Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you back. Those of you that were with us for the last hour, welcome back. Those of you that are just popping in, great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great show for you today. And I want to say to folks, you're going to be able to call into this show to get a fantastic, fantastic card pulled reading from Jen Ripa joining me here today. And why do I say that? I've been waiting for this show for a lot of reasons. First of all, I have the pleasure and the opportunity of working with all of our hosts and co-hosts and people that, you know, come through our doorways. And I'm always blown away. And when I see what folks have said yes to in the world, I am so encouraged and hopeful. And that's what Jen is about, a transformational life coach and healer, and looks at the multidimensional, multimodality version of healing that I've come to know and love. And so if you think about having this toolkit of being able to take one modality, one healing tool from here, one from there, and bring it all together in some beautiful harmony, you get to work with somebody like Jen. Then you take a look at what gets created from this. And what gets created from this is a beautiful essential light insight deck. And you wonder, where does all this beauty come from? How is this beauty born? You know, what is it that would call somebody like Jen to step forward? And then you find out it's the process of healing the grief of losing one of her four precious sons to cancer. And so these kinds of things that happen, they might take us on a pathway, a growth way, a place that we never thought we'd be able to go, so then that we can step forward and help others when they are in the middle of sacred grief transformation. That's the life that Jen is saying yes to now. And I have the deck, these beautiful cards. We're going to talk about them today. We're going to talk about how they work. We're going to talk about the power and the wisdom of plants and how plants help us heal grief. And if Linda says to me one more time, you and those plants, I'm going to have her call Jen. Jen, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Pat. It's so much fun to be here. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm telling you, that is what Linda says to me. Because, you know, I'm one of these people. And if you know anything about me, I grew up in what we call the cement jungle. You know, I'm the person that grew up when the dad got the lawn in the backyard, he got a cement truck to come in and cemented the entire thing so he wouldn't have to cut the grass. But fast forward, and if I showed you, I'm not going to turn my camera because that would really cause Jacob some problems and Benny. But if I turn my camera, if you came into my office, you would see a rubber tree plant. You would see some other plants I don't know the names for. If you looked over here, you would see multiple plants and my bamboo plant, who is just stuck in water that just loves to grow. Why? Yeah. What is it about that? But today, you bring that conversation to a whole new level. And I love your background.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, I can reflect on times in my life when I'm not even able to describe the pain, the heartache. I mean, I don't have the words for it. You do. And then something comes out of that. I want to ask you, This inspiration to create the Essential Light Insight deck, which we're going to use today for callers, we're going to pull cards, we're going to do readings, we're going to help people. Mm-hmm. The creation of this was born out of pure love.
It was.
Talk to that for us.
It was. I actually started receiving the messages. So what is on the back of the cards is a message that I co-created with the divine. And if a plant could speak to us and wanted us to, I didn't realize this at the time, but what the messages of the deck are about is calling back home the exiled parts of ourselves, the parts of ourselves that we've deemed unlovable or unacceptable in some way. And the divine wisdom of plants is helping us to see those pieces and call them back in, lovingly call them back in. So those messages I started receiving actually when Oliver was undergoing cancer treatment at the Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in New York City. And then when he was home and we thought we were going to get to keep him, we thought he was in remission, is when those paintings started to come. And I didn't have that many. And I remember the last Mother's Day he was with us, I was going into his room and showing him the paintings, and he was telling me which ones he liked because he was an artist as well. He was a sculptor. And so we got to discuss some of them, which is really beautiful. And then after we lost him and being completely leveled and really unclear how to move forward in life in a way that brought me any joy at all, I just kept being called to finish the project. And so it was a really powerful way to, you know, connect with what I call, and probably many people call, that 5D wisdom, that transcendent wisdom that's beyond the 3D world and time, and connects into ancestors and guides and plants and all kind of wisdom that's available for us and to us if we can open ourselves to it and receive it. And so, you know, I had to completely rebuild who I was in order to move forward and create joy for myself again. And I really had to create a whole new relationship with my higher power, right? Because when you pray so hard for the miracle to come for your child and it doesn't, or it comes in a way that's not what you want, right? I have to admit, I felt really let down by God or the universe, and had a really powerful connection with certain guides and, you know, 5D communication, and had a really powerful meditation practice, and kind of set all that down. I felt so disillusioned by God, right?
Yeah.
That I kind of had to rebuild all that too. And so trying to tune into what the vibration of each plant was, and trying to kind of ascertain what I think that vibration would look like in paint, and then kind of get a handle around what that message would look like in print and feel like if you read it back, was a way for me to rebuild that entire connection with the divine, right? Because it was in a way, less confrontational way to do it. Plants are so innocuous, right? They're so here to help. You can really feel how much healing plants bring and how much healing to the world they want to bring. And so it was kind of a way for me to enter back into having a deep spiritual practice that was a little more non-confrontational than maybe just going right back to praying or the same meditations I had been doing or talking to Archangel Michael in the way I had been, right? So it was a really, I had no idea where it was leading me, right? But it led me to such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And isn't that really the one of the most incredible journeys for us to take? You know, what I'm struck by, and I think I said this to you once when we spoke, was that you and I have some similarities. You know, we've lost people in our lives. And, you know, as Tracy Clark would say, you know, God, where are you? You know, are you there? And, you know, at those moments when that happens, you think, no, this, you can't be there. This can't be, you know, what I believe. This can't be the way we go. And, you know, the heaviness of the heart around a loss like this, it is amazing to see how you were able to stay in the circumference of, you know, creation, and plants are part of that, right? What I find so beautiful about what you shared was, you know, in the journey to reconnect, the plant energy and frequency and plants are such a part of the universal gift of God, higher power, whatever you call them. They are living, breathing reminder of the cycle of life, right?
They are.
And so it was fascinating to me that, you know, this is what you created. But the deck itself, I want to talk to you about this a little bit. Creativity, and that's what you've combined. Creativity, the energy of a living thing, plant medicine, and other spiritual practices, you know, that is the harmonious energy that has gone into the deck. And this is an interesting deck for me, because I keep shuffle. And I did this morning. I picked a card by color. Then I put it back in the deck and I shuffled. I didn't look at what I picked and I got the same card. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see what the message is on this card.
That card wanted you to choose it today. That card really did. Yeah.
But I think it's because of how you infuse the deck with so many different levels of life, of loss, and of creativity. Mm-hmm. How was it for you to create this beautiful deck? But these are each pieces of art. They're works of art.
They are. They're behind me. They're they're 1 foot canvases, 12 inch by 12 inch, 61 of them. You know, I think it doesn't really matter what the trauma or the struggle is. I think the most creative power we have as human beings is how to move forward after tremendous difficulty, right? I think that is an incredibly creative endeavor.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
To rebuild a life after what you knew to be your life is no longer available, right? So there's that, just putting that, you know, kind of as the starting point. And then I really noticed that in my grief recovery, I really struggled with this longtime habit that I've had of self-recrimination, probably from being raised Irish Catholic, right? This propensity to beat myself up over small things and never give myself enough credit and be really hard on myself. And those, you know, yogic traditions would call them samskaras, those habituated tendencies, thought patterns, right? Were really toxic in the wake of losing a child, right? They sent me down some really dark rabbit holes that were not good for me and not leading me through grief in a successful way. So I needed to firstly address this tendency towards self-recrimination, which isn't healthy, right? Guilt, right? There's a difference between regret and guilt, right? And kind of learning that nuance. And then also undoing all the myths about myself that I had accepted were true about not being good enough or being inadequate or, you know, the ones that all of us carry. And so what the deck specifically did for me was helped me to heal those myths about myself so that I could just love myself unconditionally in a way that I never had done before, which truly for me was what helped me to heal the grief, right? Like that, yeah. I knew at the end of the day, I had an unsolvable problem. My son was gone. I would never see him again in the way that I wanted to see him again, right? And that keeping myself stuck in this place of kind of, you know, hating myself was preventing me from just accepting that truth and then being able to work with it in a way that was productive, right? I was stuck in this holding pattern for a while. And so the cards helped me to work with each plant individually, and each plant healed a piece of that, you know, that bigger story of I'm not enough, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, right? We all have pieces of this. And so that's what the deck is, the underlying intention of the deck is to help each of us see how that those myths are playing out for us and to just be able to love ourselves more unconditionally, right? Which is the balm for everything.
Yeah. I want to talk about this when we come back from break. And by the way, for those of you tuning in, this is a very special show today. When you call into the show, We're going to be bringing you on air, and you're going to get to experience through Jen what it's like to literally tap into the energy of these cards. She's going to pull one for you. And the first two callers that do call in to have a card pulled, I believe we have a free Essential Light Inside Deck by Jen Ripper joining me here today. Jen, before we go on, how do people find out more about you?
Yes, they can find out about the deck at www.thriveology.com, thriveology.
And I want to say to everybody, when we come back, the phone lines will be open, 1-800-930-2819. Benny will gladly take your call. And then I'm going to share this card that just would not quit so that I could get a sense from Jen, what is this card trying to say, everybody? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known Light Body Whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit AllThingsWellness.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brock, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
That's super old school, Benny.
Yeah.
Benny, that's
good,
like
song. Everly Brothers, yeah.
It's like
oh, no, my correction. That's Nelson. Ricky Nelson. Apologies, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wrong, Marie's like stepping back in time. Time warp, time warp. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled. And Charlene, we're going to get on the call with you here in a minute. We are taking your calls. If you would like to experience what it's like to work with Jen on the show and have Jen pull a beautiful, beautiful card from the Essential Light Insight deck, you're going to do that now. 1-800-930-2819. Jen, one more thing. Please let folks know, how do they get their own deck? Because this is the kind of thing that you get and you buy for yourself, but also you give to another. And I think that's the beauty of this.
They make a really beautiful gift. People are happy to receive them. You can go to my website, thriveology.com. It's thriveology. And I'll send it to you. I'd be happy to.
Awesome. Okay. So before we go to the phones, 1-800-930-2819. What I was telling you during the break is I was attracted to the color of this card before I even knew what it was. And then I put it back in the deck and I shuffle. Like, I don't know if people could see me shuffling here. And then I don't look at the deck and I pull a card and I pull the same card. And it's grapefruit. Mm. And it says, trust that you are perfect. Nothing about you. And I'm going to hold it up here. Let me just make sure I do this right. Get this up here in a way. Can you see that card okay there?
I can.
Jacob?
Looks good to me.
Good. And it says, nothing about you or your physical body is a mistake. You're beautiful beyond measure, and there is no need to compare yourself to others. You're meant to be you and only you. Your harsh criticism and judgments of yourself steal the joy of life. Seek transformation as a process of falling more in love with yourself as you grow. Today, I choose to see my body as splendid.
Hmm.
Now, if you're me, and you've just gone through a total knee replacement, you've been looking at a knee that has been going through the healing process, right? So when you go through an experience like this, you look at something like this and you think, is that ever going to look okay? Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean, and everybody around you says, oh my God, it's going to be great. You're hardly going to see anything. And then time goes by and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. But so many of us suffer from body imagery.
We do. We have this habit of looking at ourselves from the outside in rather than loving ourselves from the inside out. And I think grapefruit really helps us to do that, to just be our own ally and accept exactly where we are and love where we are. Even though your knee's probably still painful and swollen and healing, it's pretty miraculous that you have a knee that's titanium, I believe you said, and it worked, right? And you'll be walking and doing all the things you love to do. You probably already are. I think you said you were at the gym.
Yeah, I know. I'm already walking. I mean, it's by far, I've got so many people that have prayed and done rituals and burnt sage and, you know, Reiki, remote Reiki, distance healing. So many people I'm so grateful for in my life. And by the way, I don't know if we can see this, but one of the most critical of things, I don't know if I can get it up there enough.
Well, that's beautiful.
But it's a chacana. It's from Vera Lopez. It's Peruvian, and the wood is ancient Peruvian. And so I have just been putting all those things on to make it go. But you know, when you're in the middle of grief, like you were, even the most confident people, they start to question things they've never questioned before.
Correct.
Am I good enough?
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, I have all my sons are very sweet. And my youngest son was 5 when we lost his brother, who was 16 at the time. And he said to me one day, he said, Mom, you're a really great mom. And I said, I know, I'm just having trouble remembering that because my confidence is low because of what happened. And he said, I know. You're a really great mom. Like, he's just a very wise and loving person, but it's hard. It's really hard to have something like that happen happen and not have it questioned, have you question a lot of things, about yourself. So, but one thing I also really knew at that time though, was you're also very you have a lot of neuroplasticity, right? You have a lot of choice and how you rebuild that reality that you're co-creating with the divine as you move forward, right? And so I was very sensitive to and careful of what I was including and what I was focusing on, because I knew eventually the sun would come back out. I don't know how I knew that, but I knew it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that the things that I was doing to feel better in the short term were leading me towards the light in the long term, right? And painting for me has always been one of the things that soothes me the most. Something I just love.
Well, and it shows. I think that we're going to get to experience that now with one of our fabulous listeners. Benny, why don't we bring Charlene on?
Charlene,
hello.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm fine. Well, I'm going for a COVID test this afternoon.
Okay. All right. So when I developed this deck, I put the paintings on the front so that people would choose the cards according to attraction, because plants have this. We have this magnetism with plants where we can feel attracted to them. You know, that's how you feel about flowers or trees or the beauty of plants.
I just bought a bonsai and a money tree.
Beautiful. So the card that I was attracted to choose for you is Lang Lang. It's a beautiful
flower. Well, that's beautiful.
I got that in essential oil.
Oh, you do? Okay, so you could apply
Lang Lang?
Yeah, Lang Lang. If you have it handy, you could apply it to your heart center or to the inside of your wrists if you would like to.
Yes.
And here's the message. Be gentle and kind to yourself. Melt into the wisdom of your heart center. Find the unconditional love that resides there always. Recall your childhood joy and address wounds that prevent you from feeling as though lightheartedness is available to you now. Life can be a difficult journey. Release the heaviness that challenges and difficulties have created in your heart and retain the insight that you have gained. So here's the affirmation if you choose to work with it. Today, I choose to support my inner child and connect to the infinite love at my heart center. So I'll just invite you to tune in to infinite love. Go ahead.
That is so beautiful.
I'm glad that you find it so. And what's coming through for me to you is to really focus on the lessons, whatever you've gleaned from the difficulties. There's a lot of beauty in what you've learned, and you're ready to assemble something from all of those learnings, those teachings. Does that resonate?
Yeah, I'm ready to write a book now. Yeah.
Okay. So you could work with that Lang Lang. You could work with that Lang Lang as you're writing the book, so that you're focusing on the jewels, you know, the jewels that life has presented you. And you, of course, you can talk about how they were hard won and the process of learning those lessons, but maybe the focus is on the lessons and the secondary focus is on the difficulty, right? It'll make for a lighter read.
Exactly. Well, there's a gift in everything.
There is. There is a gift in everything.
Yeah.
But we don't realize it till we get older.
I agree with you.
That's why growing older is a treasure. And the society always says, oh, you got to stay young, you know, look young, be this, be that, and cling to your youth. But old age actually is a treasure.
It is. It's a gift. It really is.
Yeah.
Charlene, thank you. Make sure you stay on so that Benny can get you. Yeah, stay on so Benny can get your address if you don't mind. And Benny, why don't we, Jacob, let's go to a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. Marriott's waiting as well. For those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. If you're watching on Facebook, just let us know if you would like Jen to also pull a card for you. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
I'm having such a blast with Jen. We're talking about so many things during the break, and I think some of you may have even tuned in and been able to listen to that, depending upon where you're listening to, from. But today we're talking about sacred grief transformation. Jen, can you take a moment before we keep going and let folks know how they could get a copy, how they could get a deck of the cards, and how they can find out more about you, the work you do, the coaching you do, and the healing you do?
You bet. It's all available at my website, which is thriveology.com, thriveology. So I look forward to having you stop by and take a look at the deck and a course that I've put together called the Sacred Grief Course, which is for helping parents who have lost children move through that process of grief. It's a new creation. I'm really excited to be assisting people in this way, and they're both there. So please take a look.
Awesome. Okay, we've got people waiting on the line so patiently. We're going to hop over to Facebook in a minute, but first let's go to our live caller, Benny.
Mariette from Minnesota, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mariette, great to have you.
Hi, Mariette.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, how can we help you today? You want a card?
Yeah, I was hoping I'd get a card from this lovely lady.
Sure. Okay,
Mariette, I've drawn Cyprus for you. So letting Cyprus? Go of, yes, Cyprus. I don't know if you can see the image. But letting go of control can be confusing and scary. You do not need to be perfect to succeed. Perfection is an illusion born of the need to control. Perfectionism reflects a lack of trust in the ability of the universe to provide the ingredients for actualization. Release past difficulties. Relax and trust that all you need to move towards your vision is already flowing towards you. And so the affirmation, should you choose to work with it, is today I choose to be in the flow of life. Mm. So Cyprus is an oil of getting unstuck. So are you working towards getting unstuck with something or in general?
Oh, yes, I am. Many things.
So you could,
go ahead.
If you have cypress essential oil, you could work with that. You could pull up the image of a cypress tree and print it out and, you know, sit with it. If you wanted to call in the sacred energy of cypress to help you move in the direction of what it is you want, and then also being really clear about what it is that you want helps. So you were about to say something there. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, just getting unstuck with a lot of things, you know, entering new job, leaving old job, just an old life. Recently been through recovery. So I'm in early recovery from alcohol, and just a lot of things, new life, you know.
Congratulations on being in recovery.
Yeah.
Really hard work. Really great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I never imagined I'd still be working at it 4 or 5 months later.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a little something about recovery. I know quite a bit about it. It's a lifetime journey.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime journey that keeps the door to freedom open.
Yeah.
You know, it's a freedom journey. And a lot of times when, you know, you take that path, you know, I come from a family of addicts and alcoholics, and it's, you know, at one point I thought that was going to be our legacy, but you're doing something, you know, very courageous. You're changing the pattern. And it is that kind of thing that, boy, I'll tell you, it really does open a pathway to freedom. So congratulations for that. And by the way, stay on, because Benny will get your address and we'll send you a deck of cards.
Thank you. I'm so grateful and so wonderful to speak with you both.
Thank you so much for calling in. Wow. Thank you. We have someone, and let's go over to Facebook, Jacob, right? We have somebody on Facebook that would love a card.
That's right. Her name is Sonia.
Sonia.
Hello, Sonia.
Sonia, this is for you.
Okay, Sonia, I've drawn basil for you. So you're tired and exhausted. You have gone beyond the reasonable limits of your body. Ask yourself why you feel the need to keep going at this pace. Today, slow down and listen. What do you really need? Consciously bring stillness, quiet, and calm into your day. This type of renewal brings you closer to your dream than you can logically comprehend. And the affirmation is, today I choose to slow down and recharge my body. So if you want to work with the vibration of basil, if you don't have an essential oil, if you have the cooking spice, that would work. You could pull up an image. And really what's coming forward for me, for you, is to just look at what's necessary. Can you just focus on what's necessary for a few days or a week and put down some of the nice to haves or things that are more secondary or kind of extraneous, and rest a little more. Give yourself more time to rejuvenate yourself. That's what's coming through. And that's the medicine that basil oil brings for us, is this recharge through doing less. You know, adrenal fatigue is real. And so it's a great plant medicine to work with if you're really exhausted.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's also basil, and probably you could talk to this too. It's also great to cook with, you know, even if you get the concentrated oil, you can use that to cook with. It's just amazing. Wow.
You absolutely can. You can buy fresh basil in the wintertime. There's nothing more enlivening. You know, you can find those tiny plants sometimes, or just the herb is amazing to work with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had me some fried basil the other day.
Oh, delicious.
Oh my gosh. It's like crazy good. Now I'm salivating over basil. So I just absolutely want to thank Sonia for that. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you so much for calling in. Blessings to you. Let's hold off on the break. Let's go hop over to the phone again if we can, because I think Benny's got somebody else waiting for us over there.
We do. Carrie from San Diego. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi,
girls. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, betcha. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted, a card draw.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So the card that I've drawn for you is Ginger. You are powerful beyond your conscious understanding. You are meant to be bold and brave. Your soul knows no limits. It perceives no bounds. Your limitations come from the ego point of view. You do not have to see yourself as a victim of your circumstances. You can take full responsibility for the direction of your life. Be fierce and courageous in what you claim for yourself. And the affirmation that goes with that is, today I choose to take responsibility for me powerfully. Does that resonate with anything you're working through right now?
Absolutely. I always take responsibility for myself. And sometimes I do that with other people as well. So I just need to focus on myself, responsibility for myself, and mind my own business.
That's a really great insight to have, right? All we can truly control in life is ourselves and our response to things. And other people are in control of how they respond to things. And understanding the difference between the two is a lot of personal power. There's a lot of personal power there in knowing that you can let go of how other people are responding.
That is true, and something that I am working on, currently working on, but something that I have to shift. I have to shift because sometimes I just get I don't even know how to put it, but with my spouse, we're two different people in every way possible, just like anyone else. And sometimes that takes a toll on me. So I have to learn that I have to I'm lost.
The wisdom of Ginger is wanting you to take a look at the things that you have power over and that you can affect powerfully. That's what the plant Ginger can help us with, is knowing that we're really powerfully creative beings, and that we don't have to settle for things if we have the power to change it.
Yeah. This is such an important message. If I could just jump in, let me help you with this for a little bit. And it's perfect, Carrie, that you called in on this. And by the way, Karen, we're going to get to you too. Here's the thing. Once upon a time, almost 31 years ago, I was introduced to the Serenity Prayer. And originally I memorized it. And then I got to understand it. Then I got to live it. You know, there is, grant me the serenity, right? Grant me the serenity. You got to grant me the serenity to really know the things that I can change. You got to grant me that. You got to give me the courage, right? To understand the things I can't. You got to do that. And then you got to give me the wisdom to know the difference between those things I can change and those things I can't. And it's always been that third part that I felt kicked me to the curb. It's know the wisdom between those things that I can change and those things that I can't.
And it's taken me a lot of decades to realize people are people. And boy, as much as you'd like some of the people in your life to just not wear that same t-shirt over and over and over again, it's ripped, it's torn, they're going to put that thing on, especially when they're feeling like they're a court down. So please, thank you for calling in. Ginger, make yourself some ginger tea and let's rock on, because it's a powerful message for you. Thank you for calling in. Wow. Thank you so much. We have time, Benny, I think, for Karen. Why don't we bring Karen on?
Good morning.
Karen. Yeah, Karen. Hey, welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good today. I'm not going to take up the rest of the 12 minutes just telling you exactly how I feel, because that would be really not fair to you. But we're in the groove today. We're just eager to help you. What can we do?
I would love to have a card pulled.
You got it.
Okay, Karen, I'm drawing one for you. Okay, I've drawn lavender. So your beautiful decision to let yourself shine, to be seen and heard and express yourself from your inner being, increases the joy on the planet. I'm being asked to just read that little bit again.
Yeah, read that again.
Yeah, your decision to let yourself shine, to be seen and heard and express yourself from your inner being, increases the joy on the planet. Your strength, serenity, and clear communication support those whom you meet on their journeys as well. Shine brightly today. Lavender on the throat center is terrific for facilitating clear, joyful, and loving expressions of self. And so the affirmation here is, today I choose to tell my story. Is that resonating with you?
Karen, does that...
100%. And that is probably my biggest challenge also, is to let myself shine to the fullest potential.
It is a challenge, right? It's mm-hmm. that beautiful Marianne Williamson quote about, it's not our darkness that we're most afraid of, it's our light. And you're being called to shine brighter right now. There's some inner wisdom in you that really is needed, not only by the people immediately around you, but much further out. And there's some self-doubt creeping in. However, the lavender, the wisdom of the lavender, is about knowing that what you feel called to share is needed. Like there's a mutually attractive force operating here, with what you feel wants to come out of you is as needed as it is, as much as you want it to come out. Like they're equally powerful, right? There's like an attraction going on, that whatever it is that's in you that you have cultivated as wisdom needs to be heard. And if you have lavender essential oil, you can put it on your mm-hmm. throat to speak more clearly and more powerfully and with love, or you mm-hmm. could buy some lavender. I saw some at Trader Joe's the other day, little lavender plants, or print out an image of lavender and work with it that way.
Yeah. Hey, you live up north of me, I think, Karen. I think you live north of me. Isn't that like the lavender hotbed of the state?
I always thought that Squim and those areas were the hotbed.
Yeah, you're close though, right? Yeah, you're right. Squim in those areas. You're absolutely right, because I always have to take road the ferry to go harvest it.
Road trip to Squim then, if you need
I think we're going to road trip. Yeah. But pretty much, Karen, any place you go, you can get dried lavender. I love lavender oil, and I put it in my infuser. And I just love it, right? It's going to really, really help you in more ways. And that card was beautiful, Jen. So thank you so much. Karen, you good to go with that? You're going to get on your lavender journey now, right?
Absolutely.
Come on. I'm going to check on you.
Great to meet you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for calling in. I love our listeners. I got to tell you, aren't they like amazing?
Didn't I tell you they were the best on the planet?
You did. They're beautiful.
Okay. And I love it. Sonia, thank you for your kind note. Love from Tampa, Florida. Benny and I did not talk about football today, Sonia, so we'll save it for you for tomorrow. Jen, I'm excited. The couple things I want to just remind people about the cards. So I do want to go back to them for a minute. And by the way, if you want to get your own deck of cards, and this is what I love about this, you know, when I get to have a conversation with Jen about her journey, about her loss, about her grief. And out of that comes this beautiful, insightful, and I gotta say, I didn't think about this, but really practical. So like when you were talking about cedar, right? Yes. Cypress. And I looked and I got cedar. I was reminded of one of my favorite tinctures. As a matter of fact, Dr. Darvish really has to get me under control because I get juniper and mm-hmm. I will sit and just take dropfuls of juniper like it was nobody's business. And Dr. Darvish is like, oh, that's very good, but you cannot do it like that. You got to like it. But we get attracted to some of these things. They trying to tell us something just like they spoke to you to create this beautiful deck?
I believe they are. I believe there's something in juniper that is medicine for you right now, yeah. Right? That it's why it's so present for you more so now than at another time, right? And, you know, plants communicate with each other. They communicate with animals. They communicate with the sun, the stars, right? And we are multisensory beings. And so we have a way of being in tune to the subtle communication of plants. Sometimes it's just a matter of slowing down, but the deck is quite practical because I've designed it so that you're attracted to a card, right? You're attracted to it for some reason, the color, the shape, whatever the painting is. And then you flip it over and you read the message and then you can find out if it's really zeroing in on some healing that you need or some insight that you need. And then there's a number of ways you can work with that plant that you've chosen. If you have the essential oil, use the essential oil. If you don't, but maybe you have that plant growing in your backyard, go out and commune with it. Maybe you have a cypress tree in your backyard. You could just stand with your back against the trunk, or you could look up at it and see what insight you gain around whatever challenge you're going through. Right? You could work with the image of it in a meditation. There's a lot of different ways you can receive the wisdom that plants have to offer us.
And I want to thank you for that because when we started the conversation today, I talked about the harmony that you've created with beautiful art between plant life and plant energy. And, you know, plants are such a living representation of what's possible, right? I live in the Pacific Northwest. It is the greenest place for me that I've ever been. You know, it doesn't matter what time of year it's green. And yet when you created these cards, they're infused with the beauty of love and the purity of that you express for your loss and for your child. And there's nothing more powerful than that, Jen. So thank you so very much for being here today.
You're welcome. I had a wonderful time and I loved meeting your listeners. And thank you so much for having me.
Now, tell folks how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you. There's never been a time that I could think of where people need your help. We are grieving so much. How can they work with you? And also, how can they get a deck of the cards?
You can go to my website, thriveology.com, thriveology. And you can find my deck there. You can also find information about a course that I'm launching in March called the Sacred Grief Course, which is helping people to move through the loss of a child. And if you would like to work with me and that course isn't what you're looking for, you can go to my contact page and send me a line and I'd love to get back to you in a way that might work better for you. So thank you very much for tuning in and listening to Dr. Pat and I talk today about the transformational power of plants. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. And for those of you that are on Facebook, either now live or that you've been watching or will watch this, you'll see the beauty and the imagery Jacob has put up, you know, of the cards of how to connect with Jen directly and to really tap into the energy of love and, you know, the transformative healing from whatever it is that's ailing you. Jen, thank you so much for today. It's been just pure pleasure and an honor.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Love being here.
I'm telling you, thank you all. You guys, you're the best listeners on the planet. Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons again. Jacob, thank you for keeping things flowing in beauty. And to all of you out there, thank you for just being you, all of you from wherever you are. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.